Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many today. I'm Christine. And before I say anything else, let's pray and commit this time to the Holy Spirit. I feel the weight of this word within me, and I pray that by the Holy Spirit alone, the Lord will deliver this word through me. So, Father, I bring back to you all you have poured into me and more. For, Lord, we are always reaching for the much more that there is in you. Lord, take charge. Father, speak. Release your word from your throne now through me to your own. Lord, show up, surprise, change in any way that you wish to by the power, the authority of your beautiful Holy Spirit, and let Jesus be greatly glorified in our lives and bring your change, restoration into our lives today in Jesus' name. Wow, what a time to be alive. What a time to partner with heaven on the earth. What a time to be seeing God's glory. That is the full weight of his presence increasingly being poured out and manifest in the hearts, lives of his children. And I want to release prophetically and continue in this prophetic vein of what the Lord is saying for us so that we come into that divine aligning with his timing. And I'm wearing today, with great love, care and affection, my Star of David, just to let you all know that my heart was deeply touched and moved when I received a call from someone very dear to my heart who I trust implicitly. And they'd been out having dinner at a restaurant in the evening on Mother's Day and had met a couple of beautiful Jewish young girls who were feeling alone, who had one of them in her place of work. She'd been wearing her Star of David. That's how these heartbeat friends of mine recognised that she was Jewish and were able to share love with her. And as she then shared with them that she'd been asked to remove her Star of David or it could actually cost her her job, well, these friends sent to me the contact details for these beautiful Jewish young people, and I was able to make contact that night. And something that I shared with them is that I would be, and I immediately I went to my jewelry box and I took out my Star of David that I bought in Israel, and I said I would be wearing that in solidarity with them. So we are standing in love, we are standing in prayer, we are standing in faith for God's great blessing and his fullness to come upon our beautiful Israel and our Jewish brothers and sisters at this time. Yes, the opposite may be true in the world, but we are God's kingdom kids. And the word of God tells us something I used to love preaching from as a young person, that the gospel, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. But I'd often then leave it there. It carries on, and it carries on strong. Church, we need to embrace this in the hour of God's power and of him releasing his aligning and timing on the earth of Israel and his church coming together and standing as one to release his power, his authority, his and manifest his glory on the earth at this time. And the second half of that verse is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Remember in humility that we Gentile believers have been grafted into Israel, and all the promises for Israel and all the blessings for Israel through their Messiah, through Yeshua, Jesus, our Saviour. The good news of Jesus Christ is that they are for every Jew and they're for every Gentile too. This is the time of God's grace extended, and I didn't intend to labour that, but I just believe it's so key that we as his church are standing in love, unity, prayer, passionately with Israel at this time. Now, let's dive into the deep today. Prophetically, in aligning with God's timing, we have come into a release on the earth in his church for Israel of divine reversals. It's a season of divine rehearsals for heaven. We are called to rule and reign, to be his kings and priests on the earth. And just as I've been sharing before on Esther and Mordecai, how the Lord gave them great authority and great favor with the king. Now the king, he represents our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And as he held out the golden scepter to Esther, the Lord is holding out the golden scepter, which represents our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, that we take a hold of Jesus and we can come with boldness to the throne of our king once more. We can come with boldness into his presence. We are called like Esther, as the queen, the king said, ask of me whatever you will, even up to half the kingdom. We're not called to just be looking pretty in the palace and to be partying away. Yes, that's part of it, living the life of celebration that we have through Christ. But we are called to be ruling, reigning, bringing God's deliverance to his people, bringing the word of truth and life, being life-giving. And just as Esther was called to save many alive, so are we as his church at this time, to bring many out of darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, many to salvation. The harvest is ripe and God wants to bring so many to him and for us as his church to save many alive at this time. So diving into the deep, we then saw as well that we are in this season of divine overturnings and turnarounds. Nothing is impossible for our God. Therefore, the Lord would say, nothing shall by any means be impossible for you too. We are in this season of, now we've entered our April, and in the Hebraic calendar, it's the month of Nisan. I said that Nisan, it means it's a month of miracles. Expect miracles. What are you expecting? Are you expecting doom and gloom? I heard on our BBC News on the 1st of April, it was all speaking about awful April, I think was the headline. Let's turn that around with the word of the Lord. Let's see God's divine overturnings, because it does not have to be so for the children of God's word. Maybe the world is expecting awful April, but we are expecting the goodness, the peace, the blessings, a month of miracles, God's favor over our lives. We're going to rule and reign. We shall declare, decree, so shall it be. Not spoiltly, but in God's authority and in correct alignment with his word, which is our truth, is our experience. Faith is the substance. Sub is something that is beneath you. Stance is our stand. It's the substance of things hoped for. Hope is a confident expectation of good in Hebraic thinking and in God's word. It's not wishy-washy like the world's hope. So hope is a confident expectation of good, and our hope is in the Lord. Faith is a substance, our stand of things hoped for, and it's our evidence of things that are not seen. We are going to call forth the unseen into our seen realm. We're going to make God's miracles, his blessings, his goodness, his favor, his provision, his power manifest and known. That is the authority the Lord has released to us from his throne. So come on, church, we will arise and shine. To arise and shine, I've said before, literally means come up higher, the Lord is saying. Come see differently continually. Come see from my perspective. Prophetically, we are in a season and a month of miracles. It means the word Nisan, bud, to blossom, to break out, break through, break forth, the Lord would say, into the new that he has for you, for the new that he has for you to step into. You're not going to be able to miss it as you seek the Lord. I sense the Lord showing me right now, big footprints, that all you need to do is step in to his footprints. For the Lord would say, I have already gone before you. I have already broken through for you. So you can break out and you can burst forth into the fruitfulness that I have for you. And you will give me great glory as you believe, receive, and you will achieve miraculously through me, says the Lord, not by your own ability, might or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, in this hour. Wow, already the Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Just speak, Lord, and we will listen. We receive your word today. So yes, it's a month of breaking out all containment, just like the children of Israel. They came out of Egypt in this month of Nisan, and soon they'll be celebrating Passover. And wow, what a word I have to bring to you next time on Passover. They were brought out of Egypt and brought into the fulfillment of God's promises and into his promised land. The Lord is bringing his children out of Egypt. That word Egypt was from a root word that means a place of confinement and restriction. Many of you have felt so confined and restricted, but this is breakout time. It's burst forth time. It is springtime. The buds of new beginnings are all around, and receive his word today. It's a season of first fruits, firsts. Step into the new by the word of the Lord. Passover is a season of deliverance, where we remember the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. The lamb in Egypt that was slain and the blood put on the doorposts of the house, which meant that the angel of death, everything negative, everything that this world was facing, passed by those in Goshen. Goshen means to draw near. Those who were close, stayed close to Jesus, stayed close to the Lord at this time. And the Lord is going to protect. The Lord is going to empower. It is a season of suddenly, says the Lord, in this hour, just like the children of Israel had to be ready with their belts on. What is our belt? It's the belt of truth. We won't stand for the lies, the doubts, the fears, the enemies cast our way, but truth holds everything together. We stand on his word. And although maybe it looks like your circumstance don't align with God's promises and his word right now, we stand, we speak forth. And I'm going to show you today by the word of the Lord how we will then see everything come into alignment with his promises. That is our truth. That is our standard. And this is a season of deliverances where we remember ultimately the picture of the lamb that was slain all those thousands of years ago, the lambs slain and the blood put on the doorposts of the Israelites, so that the angel of death and destruction and judgment passed by. Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ died upon the cross for us 2,000 years ago. And we're coming into that time of remembering his great deliverance out of sin and darkness for us. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, the Bible says. He became a curse for us so that you and me go free. And nothing negative, nothing of doom and gloom, no awful April can get a hold of us. Why? Because we're living in awesome April by the power of our awesome God, our God of deliverance. I love, do you know, Satan, he may be seeking whom he may devour, but he is no match in this hour for our Saviour, seeking whom he may deliver. Our deliverer has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your victory. And thank you, Lord, that you only lead us continually in triumph. Do you know, our beautiful, one of my beautiful besties, she said on Sunday in church, it's time to put the oomph back into triumph. Hey, put the oomph. God, by the Holy Spirit, is going to put the oomph back into you in this season, because it's going to be by the power and the oomph and the unction of the Holy Spirit. You're going to speak, you're going to lead, you're going to work, you're going to burst forth, and you're going to be blessed. Your relationships will be blessed, your family blessed, the works of your hands blessed, great appointments, no more disappointments as you continually trust in the Lord. A season of new beginnings. I love that in Exodus 12 verse 2, it speaks of this month of April, the Jewish month of Nisan. And for the Jewish people, the Lord says, this shall be as the beginning of months to you. So it is the first month of the spiritual year for Israel that they've entered into. And I sense the Lord saying, it's the first month spiritually for you, my church, too, as you burst into the new, as you burst into the open windows, the blessings I'm pouring out for you, the new, the revelation, the enlightenment that I'm bringing to you. This is a season and an era of the Holy Spirit being poured out like never before. And I can barely get to the word for prophesying this out and reminding you of the time and the alignment and the timing that God has brought us into. God took Israel out of Egypt, but it took 40 years to take Egypt out of Israel. Let's allow in this season of suddenlies the Lord to move with haste, just as the children of Israel were ready with their belts on, their shoes on, with their staff in their hand. The shoes represent the good news. It says that blessed on the mountains are the feet of those bringing good news. You may have some rugged mountains to climb, but the Lord says you will not decline at this time, but you will climb. You are going higher, further, faster with the Lord by the Spirit of the Lord. And you're going to soar above it all, and you're going to be declaring, why are your feet blessed when you've put on the good news of the word of God and of Jesus Christ? Jesus is the word. When we declare his word over our circumstances, it doesn't matter how rugged the path seems, how difficult the climb, the Lord would say to you every time, and he would remind you today, declare his word. Speak forth, declare, decree, so shall it be. Bring his good news every day. Bring it your way, bring it to your children, bring it to your family. There's no misery, there's no awful in April. There's only the awesome of our God in our lives and circumstances. It's so key to our complete victory. And wow, the Lord is certainly speaking today. I want to dive in speedily in Luke 8. Verse 22, we read, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side. So just think about the children of Israel. God was about to bring them out and they were about to cross to the other side. They had the shoes on, they had their belts on, didn't they? The truth. And they were about to move forward into the new that the Lord had to them. Well, Jesus says that to his own, in the New Testament, you're about to cross over to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and they started out. As they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filled with water. I'd never seen that before. Remember that? Filled with water. And they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke him up shouting, Master, Master, we're going to drown. I sense the Lord would say, wake up the word. Jesus is the word. Doesn't matter what you're going through, what your situation, whatever you're believing for, wake up the word in your boat. Get the water of this world out of your boat. Get the fear, get the negativity, get the doubt out. In Jesus' name, and you're going to float. You're going to walk on water. The Lord is giving an invitation to you today. Come, walk with me on water. And we see then that they woke Jesus up and he rebuked. He spoke to the raging waves, to the wind, and the storm stopped and all was calm. I sense in these suddenlies, the Lord is going to straightway take you to where you need to be. You are going to see the suddenlies of God in your situations and in your circumstances. Miracles. This is a month of miracles. Then he asked them, where is your faith? Jesus had already said to get into the boat and go to the other side. He wasn't going to leave them in the middle drowning in the lake. Sometimes we can be just like the disciples. We forget the word of the Lord when we're in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the storm. The Lord would say today, wake up the word. Apply his word to your life and situations in your boat and get the waters of the world out of your boat. First and foremost. Secondly, the Lord would say, as we get the water of the world out of our boat, as we wake up the word in our boat, the Lord would say, it's time to rewrite the royal decree. Declare and decree daily, and so shall it be. by the word of the Lord. What we permit is permitted. What we do not permit is not permitted. And remember, that's not like spoilt little children. We are called to be the mature sons and daughters of the Lord in his likeness at this time on the earth. Our desires coming into that divine aligning with his desires. He speaks, we repeat. God's word in his mouth is as powerful as God's word in your mouth and in my mouth. We just need to believe it, receive it, and speak it. God has put the miracle, just as he did with Moses, into his hand. The miracle is in your hand. What's in your hand? Just release that by faith and see God's multiplication, increase and favor upon it. Release it to him and see God do what only God can do for you, for your family, for your finances, for your relationships, for whatever you're facing by the word of the Lord. And God has put the miracle in your mouth. Speak it, declare it. Just like Esther, and what the Lord has reminded me and I'm living in daily, the king, remember the king who was Esther's husband? She was told by the king to rewrite the decree. There'd been a decree of destruction against all of the Jewish people that had been declared by that wicked Haman. She was told to rewrite the decree, her and Mordecai, they were given the complete authority. So I've literally been taking God, he woke me through the night with that word and said, rewrite the decree, rewrite what the enemy's been trying to write over your life, over your children. I've done it and I'm going to show you, and we're going to do some kingdom business as we close. And I'm going to share vulnerably, actually, I just feel led by the Spirit of the Lord, vulnerably, what the Lord has put in me. And these decrees are going to keep increasing and I'm declaring them daily, and you can join me. And you can write yours as the Holy Spirit would lead you. But I want to not just speak to you the word of the Lord. I want to show you the word of the Lord. I want to activate the word, awaken the word of God in your boat, so that you, your declarations by the word of the Lord carry great weight and authority and bring change and transformation to your world around you. Job 22. Verse 28 says, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favour shall shine upon your ways. How beautiful is that? The Lord is calling us at this time to get the water of the world out of our boat, to wake up the word in our boat, and to rewrite the royal decree, and so shall it be. You know, the children of Israel, when God was bringing them out of Egypt and it took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel, he spoke to Moses in the wilderness and he told him to basically to overthrow. He had to cast down the golden calf that they'd erected 2 years ago, actually on the, I think it was around the 10th of April. It was Easter Sunday, 2023. I've got my journal here and the Lord spoke to me and I fell to my knees in tears in church, in the worship, as the Lord said to me, cast down the golden calf. And then showed me, for me, cast down the golden calf of church. I have served, I have led, I have ministered, I have pastored in church since I was saved at the age of 11, 12 years old. The Lord did a very quick work in my life. I was speaking and preaching from a teenager. And I love church. I would often say, cut me open and I will bleed love for Jesus, his church, and for Israel. Well, literally, what the Lord then revealed to me is, I want you to cast down and lay down the man-made church that the church man has built for the church that Jesus Christ is building. And that's been a series and a period of the last couple of years where the Lord has been unraveling, and I've seen the Lord do that work in many leaders and many close friends of mine. As Jesus said to me, I'm taking my church back at this time. He's building his church. It's his terms, it's his way, and he will have his say. And the Lord showed me, and I speak this vulnerably to you, I now understand that he had me lay down church, that man-made version of church. He had me lay down church, and he took me out of church, just like he took Moses out of Egypt to get church, the man-made church, out of me so that he could take Moses back into Egypt and he could take me back into his beautiful church effectively, powerfully, and to be all that he has called me to be. I sense the Lord would have, what is the golden calf? What vision have you built up outside of what Jesus would have for you to be worshipping and serving? God will have no gods before him. Let's serve him. Let's cast down every golden calf that we can be erecting in our lives, whether it's our man-made vision of how church should be. Often people can get hurt by church because of that. But when we serve Father God, when we serve our great and mighty God alone, when we look to him, we're not going to be disappointed, but we are going to be able to be effective and power-packed and to love his church, love his bride as Jesus loves his church and loves his bride, and be truly his voice for his church in this hour, his power released and displayed through his ministers in this hour. No longer a platform, but for the church of Jesus Christ, the world has a platform, the church has an altar that we pour out our lives to Jesus from first and foremost, and then to the people. I say that many times, and it's very, very key. We've often turned, go ye into all the world, into come ye, and people can just get absorbed if we're not careful and too comfortable in our pews, in our seats. It's time to thank God. Let's be his church in the marketplace, be his church in the media realm, be his church in government. God is calling his church at this time. Arise and shine. Come up higher in Jesus' mighty name. Wow. So are you going to join me today? We are going to cast down the golden calf. We are going to cast down everything that is not of the Lord for our lives. We're going to get the water of this world out of his church. Get the water of this world out of our lives, out of our marriages, out of our boats. None of the worldly expectations, man-made expectations you've been carrying, they become a straitjacket to you. The Lord wants to break them off you so you go free to be all he has called you to be, his royalty, his royal bride at this time, in complete power and authority. Wake up the word in your boat. I believe the Lord, by the Spirit of God, has awoken the word within you today. And rewrite the royal decree. And let me show you by the word of the Lord where the Lord has been taking me. And this is what, let's do some kingdom business now. We are going to rewrite the royal decree. I've written his royal decree in my journal. Here it is. At the my royal decree. And I'm going to share this with you now in closing as we pray together. And I believe the Lord is going to bring us into aligning your families, your marriage, whatever your circumstance, your situation you're facing. We are going to declare God's word, and God is going to meet you and me right there because he is faithful and true. He will always remember everything is established by his word. Bring his word back to him and declare, decree, so shall it be. God plus nothing is all that I need. Jeremiah 17 verse 7, I will bless with happiness the one who trusts in me, the one who trusts in me alone. I am at one with Yahweh, Yeshua and the Holy Spirit, with the Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, by the blood of the Lamb. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and no weapon formed against me or my family shall prosper. You declare that. Put your name, put your family in there. I am free to bring you glory today, great glory, and be all you want me to be. I will go where Yahweh wants me to go. I will do all Yahweh wants me to do. I will have all Yahweh wants me to have, and I will give all Yahweh wants me to give. And I will be and become all Yahweh wants me to be and become. I then repeat that for my children to by name and my husband. I come into divine aligning with God's prophetic timing for my life, for Israel and for his church at this time. Divine reversals, overturnings and turnarounds are before me and my family by the word of the Lord. Divine deliverances, miracles, signs and wonders are mine in the times of the signs. My life will continually be a sign of the times. And I receive revelation, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, might to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. As what has been concealed is now revealed. Hidden has been made known and is being made known to me and my family and church and Israel, and treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, are being released to me and my family from the throne by the hand and the word of the Lord. El Shaddai is my source, resource and never-ending supply. I will draw forth from you alone. I will not wear any straitjacket of lack, containment, doubt, fear, restraint, but the Holy Spirit and overflow. My family and I are blessed, happy. We only know good success, favour, promotion and increase in the Spirit, in wisdom, stature and favour with both God and man. All you are, I am. Oh, our God is the great I am. He is our God and he is progressive. He is active. He is working in our lives. Let us not hold back the works and the wonders of the Lord at this time through doubt and unbelief, but let's align. I will break through, break out and burst forth, eyes on you, and be fruitful 100-fold in the new that you lead me into and your church and Israel at this time. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Our lives and family owe no one anything but love. All paid in full with overflow. We are blessed to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender, not the borrower. There is no lack in our King and in his kingdom. Therefore, there is no lack in me, my family, business or calling, in your church or in Israel at this time. Every giant of opposition, restriction against my family, my life, business and calling, no matter how defiant, is defeated by the blood of Jesus Christ. I receive your promises for my life, family, your church and Israel to be outworked today in Jesus' mighty name. Like cold, refreshing, replenishing water to one parched in a hot, dry land is good news from a faraway land. I am expectant of your goodness, your breakthroughs, your miracles and suddenlies on my behalf, and thank you now for complete victory. There's a miracle in the fish's mouth. There's nothing more far away than that. Hey, God will bring your miracle by any means. You believe it, receive it, you speak it, you declare it, you decree it. The miracle is in my mouth. Money cometh to the body of Christ. It is attracted like a magnet to me and my family to live generously, giving God all the glory. I am anointed and appointed to fulfill God's destiny and dynasty for me. Everything written in the books of heaven, so shall it be. This is take back time. I prosper and I am in health, even as my soul prospers through humility and complete dependency on the finished work of Jesus and his blood that speaks for me continually. My marriage is good, but it's going to be better. My family is good, but it's going to be better. My business is blessed and flourishing. Opportunities and doors open for me of kingdom magnitude, impact, and influence daily, as do those doors open for God's calling to be fulfilled in my life and family. I declare every pressing place, testing place and stressing place, past, present and future, becomes the blessing place where great fruitfulness, anointing and abundance abounds. According to Psalm 75 verse 10, you promise to break the strength of the wicked and increase the power of the godly. Me, my family, Israel and your church, so shall it be. This is my declaration and my royal decree in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Until next time.